Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tyler Milner just texted me and said, "What's up, cracker?"
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson, Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's an interesting thing to lead us back for Brick right there. Tyler just
popped into my brain.
Just popped in. Let's play Seth. Let's play that one from Seth. That's a fun thing. As we continue live here on a Football Friday, clap it up in the building. There we go. It is a Football Friday here, and we are live here in Katy at Boomer Jacks. Come on out. Have a good time. This is a great spot to start your Friday, your weekend going. And listen, they got a great menu. They've got a full bar with everything you need. They got frozen drinks. I see you, Steven. They got frozen drinks. I've had one.
Ron's already had one in pink drinks.
I like strawberry. All right, and you're not gonna make me feel bad about it.
No, I don't think you should feel bad about it.
I don't.
I just pointed it out. That's sugar on that rim, ain't it?
I didn't touch it though. I'm not usually something on the rim, but I didn't touch it. But they got everything you need. They got every single beer, every drink, every liquor. It's all here. So come on out and enjoy yourself and get the weekend started right. All right, Clint, as they get themselves going, as they've been sitting here in the bye week, right? Next week they'll get going and they'll move forward with Seattle. But usually in the bye week, and I've heard this in many places where I've covered teams, where I've talked to former athletes, where I've talked to coaches, that a lot of the bye week is, yes, for the players getting healthy, getting right, but a lot of the bye week is, all right, let's self-evaluate. What things do we need to improve upon? What's something that we're doing well that we need to do more of? What's something that we've tried to make a staple in our team? And, all right, let's just chill. Like, I think 2 years ago, the first year that Bobby Slowick was here, I think at some point in their bye week, at one of their times, they're like, hey, man, we got to chill out on this trying to be this run team that we're not. We gotta shift this around, and we got to hand this thing over to CJ. And I think that kind of went along with their second half. When you look at this team, and you all can jump in, you've got thoughts as well. When you look at this team and you think, all right, these coaches, D'Amico and Nick Cayley and Burke and Frank and all of the coaching staff sit back and they're saying, all right, this is what we're looking at post bye week. This is the things that we need to improve upon or chill out doing and move on from. These are our strengths that we need to exploit. What do you think they're talking about in terms of self-scouting?
Well, look, I think you got to look at it two different directions on both sides of the ball, right? I think offensively, You've had some really good things going on the last couple of weeks. And so it's more about, hey, what are you doing offensively that's working? And how can we do more of it? Right? And I think there's been a couple of major changes. Like the way in which they are handling double teams, whether it's Dalton Schultz in a tackle or it is a guard and a center on a defensive tackle. The way they're handling those double teams is much more aggressively, much more focused on moving the man in front of you before going to the second level of the defense. And what it's done is obviously it's given us more room and space for the running backs to run, and you're getting push up front, right? But what it's done is it's bled into the individuals. As I mentioned, Dalton Schultz. All of a sudden, Dalton Schultz is a guy that's blocking somebody 10 yards down the field on a run play that didn't make 3 yards, right? So that whatever lit the fire under those guys, I think for the last 2 weeks, but really definitely the last week, whatever lit the fire under those guys' ass to get them rolling, I think you got to stick to, number one. Number two, I think it's all about usage on the offensive side of the football, right? I think we've seen a big enough sample size of Houston Texans offensive football right now to know that, one, you don't have a ton of explosive players. You don't have a ton of versatile players. You've got two guys on this offense that just flat out have to touch the football multiple different ways. And it starts with the best player, which is Nico Collins. And I think Nick Cayley did a good job last week of getting him the ball in exotic ways. He had a little speed sweep. He had a screen, I believe. He had a play action bang eight. He had the touchdown over the middle of the field, which moved him around in formation, put him in a bunch formation. So I think you got to do that, continue to do that with Nico, and even do more of that with Nico, because you're going to be more dependent on Nico the better the opponent gets. And the other one is one that we've talked about at length, and I still think he's been underused, is Woody Marks, the running back. I think you got to find a way to play him more. I think you got to find a way to get him involved in your pass game out of the backfield, and get him with some linebackers, with some safeties on him. Work him underneath as well as have some shot plays for him to get the ball down the field to him. I think it's usage with those two players, and I think it's technique and mechanic driven with the way the O-line has been approaching the run game of late.
Yeah, Woody, that has to be – that has to be a conversation of, all right, we saw what he did against Tennessee. You know, we saw what he has done when he's gotten opportunities.
Yeah.
They've got to make him the guy they're like, all right, man, this is potentially our, because I think he may be their second option right now in terms of explosive plays and guys that you feel like can make plays as a playmaker. He's got to be the second guy potentially there, and I could see maybe themselves saying, all right, let's get to the bye week. But now I think they should have some creative things that they're doing with him, and I think it is the biggest thing maybe that I'm thinking of when I think about what I hope they're having conversations about when it comes to self-scouting. I hope they pull in here and D'Amico and Nick and the entire staff and say, hey, I think for us, in this team, at least right now, based off what we watched the last 2 weeks, I think we've got to chill out with the game plan offense. I think we've got to look at, all right, this is what we did. This is what we did well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do well. Like, to me, it shouldn't be all right, game plan allows us to use Dalton Schultz the way we did the last 2 weeks. And if another team does different things, then this week we don't use Dalton. No, I think Dalton's important to have to use every week the way they've been using. I hope that's a turn. I hope game plan doesn't determine if Woody Marks or Nick Chubb gets more carries or touches. I hope that's not the case. So I just hope that they sit back and reflect it and say, yes, you know, what we would like to be down the line maybe is, all right, we are a versatile offense that can flip and flop based off what the defense does. But to me right now, it can't be that, because we've got to find a way to get Nico touches in the spots that he wants it in and that he excels in, no matter what the opponent's doing. Woody Marks, Dalton Schultz as well. So to me, I hope that is something that they look at and say, maybe we're not ready for that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Adding Dalton Schultz, the usage thought of it is big. I don't know that there's a better telltale sign of whether this offense is going to be – whether they're clicking and they're approaching the game the right way, or at least within their identity. I don't know if there's a better indicator than Dalton Schultz early on. I like that. If you flip on the defensive side of the football, Ron, obviously they've been great. There's not a ton there. But I do think that we saw something last game that DeMeco wishes he would have went to against Tampa Bay and slowed down that run attack. I think what we saw DeMeco do last week was on first down and obviously critical downs was he, we used to call it a double eagle, right? You put three defensive linemen, like interior defensive linemen in the game. You got one over the center, one over the guard, one over the guard. So you cover all those guys. And then you've got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, you know, running off the edge. And if you make it impossible to double team anybody up front, right? And so not impossible, but damn near impossible to double team anybody up front. And so what that does is that keeps a team from being able to push your D linemen with double teams into the lap of your linebackers, which is a lot of what we saw against Tampa. I think it also makes it very difficult because it really wasn't as much. After I went back and looked at the film against Tampa, it wasn't as much as now they did get push and like you can't. They got way too much push.
Yeah.
But I think there was also some pin and pull type stuff that they were doing up front. Tampa was doing that was taking advantage of our guys penetrating so immediately and so fiercely. And so anyway, when you put three interior defensive linemen in there, you make it damn near impossible for them to pull offensive linemen, right? And so you that versus teams or when teams decide they're going to go run heavy or when teams start hitting us with runs, I think that is what they're going to go to versus what we saw him go to against Tampa, which was take the nickel defender out, put a real linebacker in and go 4-3. I think that double eagle front, that five down two linebacker, that 5-2 look, I think is probably more what he goes to than the base 4-3.
Yeah, and because I think that's how teams are probably going to try to really attack them defensively. It's probably trying to run the football, and if they can defend the run the way they did, you know, especially against Baltimore.
Yeah.
Then I mean that kind of plays everything into their hands mm-hmm. with their pass rushers and their secondary back there. That's why to me, if you would wonder, all right, how are offenses going to attack? What is Seattle probably going to do? They're going to probably try to if they're going to attack really right in the middle, running the football the way that
you walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That, you know, that the Bucks did.
Well, if you can look, every opponent that comes in here, when you talk about our defense, every opponent is going to be smart to try to attack the weak spot, which is the interior D-line. I shouldn't say weak because it's not weak. The weak point, let's call it that, the weakest point. Because, again, that's the weak point. And what that's going to do is it's going to keep the edge rushers that are elite, arguably the best tandem in the league, it's going to keep them at bay, right? And so, to me, that is what every team, first and foremost, coming in here is going to try to do. Now, you've got your great football teams that are going to have a bigger, broader plan to take care of two defensive ends that like to get up the field, and they're going to do some different things. But I think, generally speaking, every week you can expect and the opponent's offense to come in here and go, yeah, we're going to try to run this thing downhill just to keep Daniil and Will from being a problem.
And because they watched Tampa Bay have such success doing it.
Yeah, we've seen it. It's on film. Yeah,
that I think is a big piece. So, yeah, one thing is I will be very, very disappointed, Clint, if we don't see significant kind of changes. Like, just not – I mean, when I say significant of, like, all right, hey, Woody Marks clearly becomes – more involved in the offense in the second half. Or, as you said, like, all right, hey, man, we got to find ways to really make sure we get Nico more, even more involved than he has been here of late. I think there should be a real focus on seeing that.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.